58th lesson. Scoop.
Fact. The electronic and print media in the United States generate revenues of hundreds of billions of dollars and affect the lives of every man, woman, and child throughout the nation and often beyond.
Although American newspapers account for 1/4 of all the papers printed worldwide, there's no national daily newspaper. Each city has one or more dailies, as well as a dozen or so other publications.
However, prestigious papers such as the New York Times or the Washington Post have an influence similar to that of a national publication.
Such papers often scoop their competitors on major political and domestic stories, although international coverage is not generally extensive, and they regularly run off with the lion's share of the Pulitzers and other awards.
At the other end of the scale, scandal sheets and other rags practice the muckraking techniques of yellow journalism.
But whatever the slant, the readership or the content of a paper, freedom of the press is guaranteed by the Constitution.
Because of the logistical problems of news gathering over such a vast area, most papers rely on the wire services of the major press agencies.
It is possible to tell whether a story has been written by a staff journalist or if it is a rewrite of agency reports by looking at the byline.
On the whole, American newspapers tend to contain a high proportion of advertising, sometimes upwards of 60%, and the weight of some Sunday editions of the major papers can sometimes reach 1.5 pounds.
Nonetheless, the press has considerable power. It can help bring down a president or change foreign policy. And for that reason, it's sometimes referred to as the Fourth Estate.
Not everyone reads a newspaper. However, almost every American watches, or is subjected to, the television, known popularly as the boob tube.
Among the first things that a visitor to the U.S. notices are the omnipresent TV screens, the multitude of channels, and the sheer power of the medium as a social leveler.
Like with newspapers, there is no one national channel. Instead, three major networks broadcast programs to the four corners of the country, while a host of local channels handle specifically regional issues and buy programs from the big three.
Cable TV is very widespread, and first-run movie pay channels are highly popular.
Since advertising is the lifeblood of TV, the networks and the advertisers keep an eagle eye on the Nielsen ratings, which determine the most popular TV shows and help set the rates for advertising.
For primetime slots, or airtime during major sporting events, prices can reach hundreds of thousands of dollars for 30 seconds.
Program content varies enormously, with a consistent diet of westerns, soaps, and game shows, leavened with serious documentaries, investigative reporting, and news coverage.
Sport plays a major role in television, and vice versa. Major games are watched by hundreds of millions of viewers.
In fact, TV is so ubiquitous that some dentists have taken to using it in their surgeries as an anesthetic.
Exercises.
Our company generates revenues of $70 million in the consumer electronics sector alone.
The Washington Post scooped its rivals with the story of the president's impeachment.
Although the front page leader was just a rewrite of wire reports, Carl Woodstein still got a byline.
A host of local channels handle regional affairs.
Advertisers keep an eagle eye on readership figures.
Prime time advertising rates can reach astronomical sums.